This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a bounce across all the grain sector this morning. I think a little bit of technical driven, and I think some of it is weather driven. We are starting to see some of the longer range models that are maybe bringing some heat into the major, you know, corn growing regions of the country as we get in the middle to the latter part of June. And this is, you know, we've been advertised for a while that this heat would come in and maybe potentially lock in a little bit this summer. We have not seen. It's actually been a very cool spring, a lot of portions of the country, a little bit wet in at least portions of the country. Where I'm at, we've been a little bit dry, but we're raining right now. But, you know, with the first kind of long-range maps hinting at maybe we're going to see our first little bout of heat and maybe a little bit of a dome setting in, that seems to be at least generating a small bounce, I guess you could call it.
And then with the trade news right now, what are you watching first and foremost about the, I guess, thing that could move the marketplace, at least in the recent term?
Well, right now, I think demand, you know, right now we've got the weather portion of the story right now. The next portion is going to be the demand side of the equation. I think President Trump had demanded a lot of ideas from these countries or proposals from these different countries. I believe that is due today. We'll see if they can make any kind of progress. It does sound like, you know, the administration's been trying to get a phone call with the Chinese, and right now it seems like the Chinese just aren't interested in talking to the United States at the moment.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. July corn up 7 cents at 445 and a half. July soybeans up 7 and 3 quarters at 1048 and a half. July soybean meal up 260 at 297.10. July soybean oil down 7 cents at 46.74. Chicago wheat up a penny at 537 even. Minneapolis wheat up a quarter of a cent at 618 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2 and 3 quarters at 534 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 80 cents at 216.78. August feeder cattle up 68 cents at 301.90. June lean hogs down 8 cents at $100.15. June pork cutout up 58 cents at 106.88. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 18.68. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.